coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coaches Huddle, it's brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll talk with Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. The Tigers snapped a two-game losing streak with a shutout win over Muscatine last week. We'll recap that game and preview the Tigers' big matchup this Friday at the Unidome against Class 5A 4th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will join us to look back at the Trojans' 4A District 2 opening loss at Waverly Shell Rock. We'll also scout the Trojans' homecoming game this Friday against Mason City. We'll be joined by Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore. Coach Moore will recap last week's loss at home to a highly ranked Southeast Polk team. We'll also look ahead towards this Friday's game at 5A 6th-ranked Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will go over the Sailors' big home win against Cascade last week and preview the Sailors' Class 1A District 4 showdown this week at McLaughlin Field against 8th-ranked Dyersville Beckman. We're getting ready for week 6 of the high school football season. Some good games coming up here for the Metro team. 3 of the Metro team's opponents are highly ranked. Should be a fun Friday of high school football, and we'll be getting started in right after we take this quick break. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, Remember, you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Nope. Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Club. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. We're here, of course, every Wednesday night during the high school football season from 6 to 7. And joining us first in our conversations is Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmert. Cedar Falls Tigers improved to 3-2 last week. They shut out Muscatine 35-0, third shutout of the year for the Tigers. And, Coach, when's the last time that occurred, that the Tigers blanked three opponents in the same in one year?
Yeah, it's probably been a while, but our defense played really well, and it was a big deal for us to come back and get a win. We had homecoming going on, lots of activities, kids wanted to play well. But I really thought we came out and did a good job. Offensively, we hadn't scored a bunch of points early on, and I think that was the big key to the night for us, was to put some points on the board early, get a little momentum. Defense settled in there after that first drive that they had, getting used to their wing tee offense, and really played a solid game.
Second time you had the ball, you had a nice quick four-play, 72-yard drive, and Derek Woods on a jet sweep scores from 25 yards out. And I can almost feel kind of relief from the Tigers when that – You guys got that early lead.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had gone several quarters without scoring in the first half and that. And we wanted to get Woods involved. We got Drake Gelhaus going with some nice downhill runs. And then we went with a little jet sweep that we've been working on. And Derek did a nice job of getting himself into the end zone.
All right. You later make it 14-0 in the first quarter. And again, it's Derek Woods. He hauls in a 9-yard touchdown pass from Tate Hermanson, and that was all set up by a great punt return by Ben Rustle, 44 yards that set up the Tigers in great field position.
We work on that punt return. Coach Remmert's getting it organized. Coach Wolf and Humpel helping coach that thing up, and Coach Baskerville, those guys do a nice job with the punt return. Those are mostly defensive guys on there, and Ben's had some nice returns, and that's a huge advantage for us when we can set up field position offensively. With big punt returns.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. 14-0 after one quarter of play. Second quarter, much the same. You end a short drive. Shea Buskell, your H-back, he scores on a three-yard touchdown run. That turned out to be a pretty busy and productive night for Shea Buskell last Friday.
Yeah, you know, Shea's a kid. He's a great kid. Didn't play football last year. Came out. He's big into baseball. He's a catcher on the baseball team, but just a great kid, hard worker, loves the weight room. And we got him out and playing, got him at fullback, and he's been begging for the football, you know. And so we put a couple plays in for him, and he had a great game for us. He's done a great job of blocking. He kind of does the dirty work, and it was nice to see him get a few touches with the ball there and get in the end zone.
Pretty good average, 4 carries, 46 yards.
Hey, we'll take that every time from the fullback. And like I said, what a great deal for that kid to come out and be a part of this deal, and he's a major contributor for us offensively.
And Drake Gelhaus had a really strong performance, finished with 140 yards on only 16 carries, scores on a 5-yard run in the end of the second quarter, and then a 2-yard run in the third. You're up 35-0. The continuous clock goes into play, and the Tigers are able to ride out for the victory.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned Drake, and he's done a real nice job for him. The best thing I like about Drake right now is he sticks his foot in the ground. It's a one-cut deal, and he gets north and south, and he's finishing his runs, whether it's lower the shoulder, using a stiff arm and that. He's put together some really nice games for us. He's averaging, 110 or so yards per game. He's got 6 touchdowns on the year, and he only continues to get better.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. Tigers beat Muscatine 35-0 at the Unidome last Friday. Mentioned your third shutout of the year. Defensively, some of the stars included Drew Langner, your linebacker with 8 tackles. But how about Caleb Larson? 7 tackles, 3 tackles for losses.
Yeah. Caleb's a kid that he's only gotten better, and he's working himself. He's one of those kids that is kind of off the radar coming in, and he's one of those kids you like to see work their way up on the depth chart, and he earned his way onto the field. And with what we saw last week offensively with the wing tee and more of a condensed offensive formation. We played with five defensive linemen that got him into the lineup, and what a pleasant surprise to see him go out there, get seven tackles. He had six solos, three tackles for the loss, and just happy for that kid because he's a little undersized, but he plays a lot bigger than what he weighs, and that's what we need from a lot of these kids. And congrats to Caleb on having a great game last week.
And I saw some guys usually like the platoon offense, defense, but some guys that usually played offense saw them playing defense at times last week.
Yeah, we got to do that. We've got a small roster, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the year, you have 53 kids out. You get a few kids dinged up. Well, now all of a sudden, you're going to press the other kids into duty, playing a little bit both ways. You saw Jake Peters play a few snaps in the defensive line. You see Woods a little bit playing on the other side of the ball there, and we got to be able to mix that up and get kids on the field and contribute in more ways than just one side of the football.
And Tiger fans are probably wondering, who's this number 61 kid? He's pretty good. Drew Campbell, your star defensive end, usually 33, but what, he ripped his jersey then in the first half?
Well, I think that jersey started getting ripped against Ankeny Centennial and Cedar Rapids Prairie when it went back and watched the film, but that's a discussion for another point in time. But, yeah, he had a small rip in it. It became a large rip, so we had to do a little emergency. Pete Waters, we always pack extra equipment. Pete was on the spot there to get us a jersey, and so he became 61 and continued to play a solid game. Drew's having a heck of a season there, and doesn't matter what jersey he wears, he's going to go out and play well.
Well, I said – on this quality radio program last week that the homecoming queen's always prettier when the team wins on homecoming. And, well, Katie Remmert is this year's queen.
Well, yeah, that was kind of a neat deal for Katie. She went before the game, she went into the Hall of Fame for playing volleyball and that. She won the homecoming queen deal, which is a tribute to her and probably her mother more than her father. But congrats to her wonderful daughter. She's having a great volleyball season and enjoying her senior year.
All right. Well, so the Tigers win 35-0. Now you prepare for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And it's going to be a big challenge, Coach. They're unbeaten, ranked number 4 in the state in 5A. Boy, Kennedy has been on a roll here for about a half decade now.
Yeah, they've done a good job. Brian White's done a great job with that program and always developing quality players in that. And this year's no different. They're 5-0. They've got wins against Iowa City West, Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids Washington, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And last week they won 38-0 against Dubuque Senior. So he's going to bring another quality team in. They've got new starters in a lot of positions in that. But again, they've been successful in that. That goes as a tribute to him and what he's done in building that program.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, getting ready to host 5A 4th Frank Kennedy this Friday at the Unidome. And the thing that kind of sticks with this successful run for Kennedy has been big offensive line. I know they like to ground and pound it on you here.
Absolutely. You're going to see an I-formation team. They're going to come in and they're going to try and rush the football. They've rushed for over 1,000 yards this year. Look at a couple of those guys there. Their guards are 310 pounds and 265 pounds. And they got a big tackle that's 280. So they bring a big physical offensive line. They like to control the clock with rushing the football. But they've also been able to put up a bunch of points, averaging 36 points a game and only giving up about 6.5.
They have several outstanding running backs looking at their stats.
Yeah, they're balanced. They got a couple kids. One, they're leading rusher Scott, number 15, has 380 yards and 4 touchdowns. Then they bring 25 in, and he's got 285 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, again, very balanced attack in what they do. Then they run the play action, some bootleg stuff off of that. So it'll be a big challenge for our defense.
All right. Well, we're heading into week 6 of the high school football season, and Coach got to utter the P word, playoffs. With a win against Kennedy, that would really help Cedar Falls' chances to get into the postseason.
It is, but it's kind of interesting that word you just brought up, we haven't brought up in our meeting room at all. And it's one of those things, the playoffs are a product of your body of work throughout the year. And I know that maybe sounds cliche in that, but our most important game is that next one. And we can't look to week 9 or week 10 in the playoffs because, again, we got such a good team coming in Kennedy. that we really down and figure out a way to beat a top-ranked team. You mentioned they're number four. They're undefeated in that. And we got to find ways to go out and get ourselves better and knock off a real high-quality team. We need one of those real quality wins on our schedule from this year.
Okay, keys Friday night for Cedar Falls against Prairie. Well, against Kennedy.
Yeah, against Kennedy, I think we got to slow them down. We got to slow down that rushing attack. We see a lot of I formation in practice because, again, we run that. So our defense is used to that. So we got to make sure we take care of the ball. Tackling, as far as tackling, force those turnovers defensively. And then I think the biggest thing offensively, they have 66 tackles for a loss in 5 games. So you're talking 13 times per game they're tackling you behind the line of scrimmage. We got to eliminate those negative plays. In that, and we got to stay ahead of the chains. If we do that, we're pretty good offensively. Where we don't execute offensively is when we're in 2nd and 15, 2nd and 13, and that we just haven't proven to do that. So our big thing is physical all the time, you stay ahead of the chains, and put points on the board early.
All right, and special teams usually comes to playing a big game like that, and that if that's the case, I like Cedar Falls. Kicking units have been very good this year.
They've been solid in what we've done. Our cover units have been good. Look at Jay Colstein last week, 2 punts, 55-yard average, so he's able to flip the field for us. He was 5 of 5 on extra points. So, again, we need those groups to be real solid in one of these top-notch games against a top-five team.
All right, question of the night here on the coach's huddle. You're not leaving yet, coach, here. All right, our question is, what's your favorite football movie and why?
Oh man, favorite football movie. You know the one I go back to. There's a lot of them out there that you like. I like two of them. Okay, I do like Rudy. Just the story of it, underdog story. You know, works his way up and finally gets to play a snap, and that one's pretty good. But for intensity, one of my favorites is The Program. I just go back. That's before some of these people's listeners' time. But Latimer places the table, starting defense. Yeah. Just love the intensity that movie brought. That was back when I was in college. So we were actually out at Boston University playing, and they had us in some movie. I can't remember. It was a Pacino movie or something, and it was bad. But some of us slipped over and saw a little bit of the clips of The Program. It was a little bit better movie, a little more high intensity.
James Caan, does he make a pretty good coach?
There you go. Hey, he did in that one. He did in that one, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Brad Remmert, good luck on Friday as you take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Should mention a time change?
Yeah, we did. Just so people know that our sophomore game's not going to start until 5:30. Certain reasons. So anyhow, that varsity game, you're probably looking 7:45 to 8:00 for sure on that. So again, a little later start. We need you out there. We need to have a big crowd here against the Kennedy Cougars.
All right, Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. Thank you so much, and good luck this Friday night.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Brad Remmert joining us. And remember, you can hear Cedar Falls game against Cedar Rapids Kennedy on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, and Dave Finnegan will have the call of Friday's game from the Dome as the Tigers try to play giant killer against the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the way next, we'll be talking Waterloo East football. We're going to hear from DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for the Trojans. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Go. Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. And just heard from Brad Remmert, head football coach for Cedar Falls. If you missed the interview or if you want to hear tonight's show back, tomorrow morning, download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Joining us now, the first-year head coach for the Trojans of Waterloo East, Carlos Anderson. Nice enough to join us on this Wednesday evening. And, Coach, thank you very much. And hope practice has been well for you.
Yeah, you know, we continue to work, man, you know. So I appreciate being here, and thanks for having us every Wednesday.
You like the cooler weather?
I would say this weather right here is okay, but too much cooler, I don't know if I would like that.
All right. Well, Coach, last week you opened up 4A District 2 play at a very talented Waverly Shell Rock team, and the Gohawks get things going early. They take advantage of some of your mistakes, and they go on to beat you 56-0 is the final score. And Waverly Shell Rock ranked very high, number 3 in the state in 4A, and they kind of show why they're one of the elite teams probably that will play for a state championship this year.
Yeah, I think, again, they were a pretty good team. And so, again, I think there's just some things that, you know, for us as a pretty young team that we can look at and have like a good measuring stick of where we need to go to. So,
yeah, maybe in a few years when your young team guys are seniors and are having success, they can go, you know, this is how we need to do it, like Waverly Shell Rock was.
Yep. Yeah. Again, like I said, I think just some of the mistakes that we had, we did have some success in some areas offensively and things of that nature. And so, again, so we just go back to the drawing board, get the practice, and continue to work hard, man.
You were out, though. You're not going to make excuses, but your starting quarterback, Landon Sewell, did not play. Jameel Montgomery was your starting quarterback. And how did you feel Jameel did kind of filling in that position?
I thought he did good under the circumstances. We have a pretty young quarterback, too, a sophomore kid named Keandre Owens, who we end up moving up from a sophomore squad. And, you know, again, I think, you know, when it's a true example of throwing someone in the fire, you know. So, but again, I think under the circumstances, you know, both guys did, you know, as the best they could. And again, that's, you know, something that's all we can ask for, go out there and try.
Another good game receiving for Adan Muhammad. He had 4 catches, 17 yards, and I think that's about 13 catches here over the last couple of weeks. He's been a favorite receiver for your quarterbacks.
Yeah. We you know, I think it's one of the things, too, is that sometimes it's not as important for the guys to know that, you know, hey, we don't need to take shots all the time, you know. And so I think that's something that they're starting to learn, man. You know, they did show us a lot of zone looks. And so, again, we just kind of settled in and kind of moved the chains, or tried to move the chains that way as well. So.
All right. Defensively, Damaris Henderson, 5.5 tackles, 2 tackles for losses.
Yep. Yeah. So he's doing well as well. He's a junior. And again, we were able to kind of have some success in different areas. And so we just continue to work.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. The Trojans losing to Waverly Shell Rock in their district opener last week. Coach, you fall behind by a large margin at halftime. I'm sure you're noticing, how much fight do we have going into the second half? Did you like what you saw from your team?
I think for me, there are things that we can build upon. There were situations to where, you know, we had the ball in the red zone a few times and didn't convert. We were able to kind of move the chains in some possessions and things like that. So I think those are the things you kind of look at just throughout the game that, you know, we kind of look at, hey, you know, these are things that we kind of need to look at and continue to work on, and we just move forward to the next opponent.
So. All right, next opponent, Mason City. That'll be at Memorial Stadium coming up Friday. It's homecoming game, right?
Correct.
All right. So a lot of coaches have different opinions about homecoming. Do you like the kids being involved in all the activities? Because sometimes they say homecoming can be, of course, distractions.
Yeah. For me personally, no, I do not. Mm-hmm. I do not. But I know that's something that has kind of been set in place. But, again, it's my first year. And so as I move forward, I think that's a message that I have to kind of be very clear about. As far as the homecoming court, I think that's something where if the guys just want to walk out, it's fine. But there's like powder puff games and volleyball games and a bunch of stuff going on where I feel like our guys don't need to be focusing energy on that. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, Coach, talk about Mason City. They're having a pretty good year. They're bouncing back. They were down there for a few years and now 3-2 on the year, 1-0 in the district. And they beat, you know, always a competitive Decorah team last week. So, what do you know about, they're not the Mohawks anymore, the River Hawks. Okay. What do you know about them?
I think that they are a good team, man. They're a good ball club. They have had some success. I know they beat Fort Dodge as well earlier in the year. They got a pretty good quarterback. I know he's one of the top passers in 4A as well. And he's pretty athletic. So I think those are the things. And they got a really good receiver as well. He can run. So that's it. We're just kind of putting in the game plan to really kind of focus on that. And then, you know, defensively, again, that, you know, they held the core to 7 points. So, you know, they got some guys in defense that are doing some good things as well.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach. And is this a primarily passing team that you'll be seeing on Friday?
I think they're more pass than run. But again, I think those are things to where, you know, who knows once they show up, you know, we could be preparing too much for the pass and they start running. So I just try to keep our guys just kind of read their keys and be focused on kind of what we need to do.
All right. What are the keys then for East? Just limit mistakes right now?
Yeah, that's the kind of story of our season, man. It's like, you know, just being able to capitalize on opportunities that we have offensively. And then defensively, just, you know, making sure that, you know, we are ensuring that we are doing everything that we're supposed to do, sustaining assignment sound and sticking to our principles and, you know, doing what we're supposed to do. So,
well, DeCarlos, best of luck as you host Mason City at Memorial Stadium coming up Friday. It's the homecoming game for Waterloo East. And good luck as you try to get your first district win of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you so much, DeCarlos Anderson, head coach for Waterloo East, our guest here. We're coming live from Peppers. This is the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we'll hear from Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West, when we return. Again, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, Think Shirt Shack.
Go. Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Getting ready for week 6 high school football season. And joining us now is the head coach for Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore, now in his 14th year. The Wahawks took on a very talented Southeast Polk team, ranked number 5 in the state, 5A last week, and it's Southeast Polk taking advantage of some Waterloo West turnovers. They roll to a 56-0 win. And, Coach, that's a very good team that you played on Friday, and I'm sure they were a little bit smarting after they suffered their first loss of the week, the previous week to Ankeny.
Yeah, very good team. We knew that coming in. They got some good talent. You know, they roll in 3-4 Division I guys. So we knew what was up to the task, but we were up for it. We were really excited about playing them. You know, I really thought I saw a lot of improvement from our guys. You know, you look at the score, you probably won't see that, but there were some things we needed to improve on to become a better team, and I thought I saw that. Now we got to take the next step this week.
What areas did you like from your team that you saw?
You know, offensively, we just haven't done too well moving the ball and moving the chain, so we have done that a little bit better. We still haven't taken care of the ball like I would like, but our quarterback has made some good decisions. He took a big step in the right direction. Some of the things, stepping up in the pocket, making the right reads. You know, we give him reads to read and make sure he make those correctly. So offensive line blocking, taking the correct footworks and fundamentals that we've been working on, that kind of stuff. Defensively, you know, missed tackles. We want to cut those down. You know, we want to get out of the, you know, double digits with those. You know, so they have made those improvements. So there's a lot of things we have, you know, brought into our team and said, hey, these are things we got to do to get better.
Southeast Polk, the defending state champs. You sense in the locker room that the team wasn't afraid, you know, ready to go up against one of the best teams in the state?
Yeah, I didn't sense that at all. I didn't sense anything of anybody being afraid. I thought our kids played hard. You know, we were overmatched size-wise and things like that, but you'll never tell. Our kids got a lot of heart. We got some good kids on our team.
All right, then. Turnovers, though, that seemed to really hurt the Wahawks as you lost the ball 3 times on fumbles.
Yeah, and we kind of averaging like 3 turnovers a game, and the first one was on the first play. Right by the end zone, we tried to throw a little flare screen out to our running back, and the referees
went back, and then we picked it up right at the 1 yard line. So that hurt us right away coming out. And those are things that we're trying to improve on, especially, you know, one of our goals is like, you know, starting the game faster. You know, we got to start the game in the right way. We haven't done that the last 3 weeks, and we got to do a better job of that.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question. I was talking with DeCarlos Anderson. Second half, did you like the fight you still saw on your team heading in, you know, the way they played in the second half?
I did. I really did. And I even got some people that said something to me about how hard our team played throughout the game. You know, we got some tough-nosed kids. They're not going to quit. And, it's, you know, they're going to play hard, and they're going to play tough, and they're not going to give up. You know, we just got some other things to work on. You know, right now is a time where some adversity is hitting us, you know, and the biggest thing is how we handle adversity. You know, we got to make sure we are all on the same page. And I think that's probably our biggest. We just got to make sure everybody understand that just not only sports, but in life, you're going to have some adversity. And the most important part is how you handle it. You know, you can't go pouting or blaming or pointing the finger. Those are things that we got to make sure we're not doing and understand that it's adversity that we can overcome. So we're just trying to work on that.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, the head football coach for Waterloo West, here on the Coach's Huddle. Of course, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub here on this Wednesday night. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. And, well, Coach, it won't get any easier on your schedule. Friday night, you play at 5A, 6-ranked Cedar Rapids Prairie. They're a team 4-1 on the year. Had a chance to see them play at the Unidome against Cedar Falls earlier in the season. Very talented and might be the most physical team you'll face this year.
Yeah, another physical group of guys, another big group. You know, we don't match up with those big ones. We got to use our speed and continue to play hard, and that's how you play those type of teams. But, yeah, they're another good team, especially some of the things they do. They try to get you to think and not be as physical. So we're trying to work with our kids and make sure we just get lined up, you know, no matter what side of the ball, get lined up and ready to go.
And you'll be playing an offense you don't normally see.
Yeah, and we didn't play them the last 4 years, so, you know, we kind of see what they've done, and we kind of using some different formations and things that we want to get ready for. But, yeah, that's the whole thing. They want to come out and do some different things and try to make you think and get you amidst the line. But, you know, we're going to make sure we get lined up and play hard.
Single-wing offense is kind of something that they've – Coach Bliss for them has done a great job with.
Yeah, a really good job. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, the first time I moved here to Iowa, the first time I heard of the single wing. I coached with his dad, was over at NU. Mm-hmm. We ran a single wing, and he gave me his book, and that's the first time I heard of it. And now I get to see it and see the things they do. But it's some crazy things they got all involved in there. But they try to mess with your eyes. They want you looking where you shouldn't be looking, not reading your keys and those things. If you do that, you will fail.
So is that the key coming up on Friday for Waterloo West? Play your assignments?
Play your assignments, be very disciplined. And I think number one is get lined up and watch the ball. All this jumping around and stuff, we can't worry about that. We can't use that as a disadvantage. We just got to get lined up, watch the ball, get fired off on the defensive end. You know, offensively, we just got to take that next step. We took a little bit of a step. We got to take the next step of improving to get better as a team.
And one of the rare times you leave the metro area for a game this year is – you've enjoyed several games so far this season at Memorial Stadium. You're on the road in hostile territory as you travel down to Cedar Rapids.
Yes, and correct. We, you know, we really liked our schedule and the way it was set up. Just get a chance to play at our confines. But we're on the road this week down to Cedar Rapids Prairie, a great venue down there. I know they do a lot with fireworks and stuff like that and jerseys and things. So we'll have to be expecting that kind of stuff from them and those things. We just got to make sure we're focused and ready to go.
As a head coach, how do you get the team focused for a road game?
You know, I was kind of honest right now. This year is pretty simple because things have not turned our way. So we're focused on us. You know, we focus on making sure we get better and those things. So that's the key of it, no matter where we play at. But on a road game, you got to make sure they know the schedule. They know what's going on, you know, what time we leave and what's the expectation. So there's nothing new to them and what they expect. You know, we haven't had this talk yet with our team, but we have to talk because I've seen Prairie with the fireworks and come out with different jerseys and those stuff. We'll get those guys familiar with that stuff, so it won't be nothing new to them.
All right, we're talking with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Waterloo West 1-4 at 4-1 Cedar Rapids Prairie. Coming up Friday night, Cedar Rapids Prairie coming off a 49-14 win against Ottumwa. And they're kind of interesting after they beat Cedar Falls very impressively at the Dome. Next week, they struggled against a Bettendorf team that's winless. They only won by 1 point. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, they are vulnerable.
Yeah, and you got to see that on film. They, you know, Bendorf did play a really good, hard-nosed physical game with them. They got lined up. You know, they didn't fall into some of the tricks they want you to try. So, you know, that was some of the keys that we saw that Bendorf did and did a good job with it.
All right. Coach, health-wise, how are you guys doing right now?
We got some guys down, but the next man up is our concept. We got some guys that get a chance to step up and play. So we're happy with that situation, but we want to get some guys back just to help us out.
Okay, and coaching staff, how we doing? Because you guys have battled the flu bugs this year.
Yes, we've been healthy the last week and a half here, which is good. So,
all right. Our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle, what's your favorite football movie and why?
Oh, wow, good football movie. I would have to say Remember the Titans. I really like that movie. It really was one because that's something that I enjoy watching just with the whole cast. And, you know, I'm a big fan of all the actors in there. But that movie is a great movie for me. I enjoyed it, especially as a young adult to get to watch it. So that was good for me.
All right. Lonnie Moore, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck with your road game at Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up on Friday.
Thanks for having us and go Hawks.
Lonnie Moore, longtime head coach for Waterloo West. Nice enough to join us again here on the Coach's Huddle. And we're going to take a quick timeout. Coming up next, we'll hear from Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. Sailors coming off a big win against Cascade last week. We'll get all the details from Coach Schmidt when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at CommunityBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Nope. Welcome back. Coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. And remember, tomorrow morning, you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com if you missed an interview that we did earlier in the evening. Joining us now, he's the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, now in his ninth year, Brad Schmidt. And the Sailors feeling good about themselves after a big win, big second half last Friday as they beat Cascade 42-14. And, Coach, big win with your backs to the wall in district play. You really needed a victory, and the Sailors came through last week. May have been your best effort of the year.
Yeah, may have been the best second half we've played in the last 9 years. Kids came out, scored on the opening drive. We talked about starting fast. That was a point of emphasis. So they came out, they did that. We had some big third down conversions. Lockhart made a good read on a slant flat combination and hit Gavin Reed on a slant, you know, on a third and eight early in the first first drive there, where we got down inside the green area, and that's an area we struggled in the week prior. And so that was great to see us punch that in and kind of get that monkey off our back. And they had a back that he scared the heck out of me. You know, he had a home run threat in the Menster kid. And our guys, he had a pretty decent stat line, but for the most part, we kept him bottled up for the majority of the game. And like I said about that second half, I think we ran for about 250 yards and had four touchdowns in the second half. So that was great to see. Kudos to the guys up front.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the head football coach for Waterloo Columbus. It's interesting you had such a good second half, because it seemed like Cascade would have had the momentum going into the third quarter, because you were up 14-6 and they score just seconds to go in the first half and get the 2-point conversion. It's tied at 14 apiece. But it was Waterloo Columbus turning it around with the big 28-point performance in the third and fourth quarters.
You just had to bring that up before the half, didn't you? Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely something that we're trying to get that corrected, because that's happened three out of the five games where teams have scored within the final minute of the first half. And I don't know what that is, if that's kind of you're playing timid, or you're playing not to lose, quote unquote. But man, that was tough going in, and I I'm fuming, but at the same time, it's over and done with. And mm-hmm. I did a good job for myself, and then I wanted to make sure I relayed the message to the kids where, you know, I'm not gonna dwell on that. Obviously, that's a bad situation, but we got to eliminate that negative real quick and come out in the second half and get it done. And we did.
You guys rushed for how many yards?
320 yards.
And that's incredible. So you have to give credit to that offensive line.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, I told those guys today, they don't get their names in the paper, but, across the board, you got Connor Knutson, you got Mason Knipp, Jack Dugan, Carter Seliger, Trey Robinson, Henry Erie, Ryan Weber, kids that, you know, they all got in on Friday, and that group's they're loving it right now. So they work extremely hard and don't get a ton of praise, in terms of from the media, because that's just how it goes. You know, that's the life of an offensive lineman. But these guys, worked well together, and in unison, it was one of the better performances in my time at Columbus.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, head coach for Waterloo Columbus. They beat Cascade last Friday, 42-14. Cascade was coming off a big win against Dyersville Beckman, and the Sailors come away with the win. You shared the rock offensively. Caleb Holthouse, 11 carries, 136 yards, a touchdown. Parker Cheltson with 83 yards. He scored a couple of touchdowns. Carson Hartz, 90 yards. He scored a couple touchdowns. So a great running attack bounced by your Sailors. And so you guys come away with the victory. Also defensively, Mason Knipp, 9 tackles. And Gavin Reed and Aiden Hosh, each with an interception.
Yeah, it was great complimentary football, Mark. And you know, like you said, you talk about that balance offensively where we didn't have Caleb the last two and a half games. So Caleb didn't play the second half of West Branch. He didn't play against Benton, and he did not play against MFL. So Caleb was first-team All-State last year. Very dynamic East-West. He'll make you miss in a phone booth. And Caleb was back for us this past week. And, you know, not only did he have a big game, you know, when he touched the ball, it's what he does when he doesn't touch the ball because, you know, we run him on motion a lot just to kind of get some eye candy going where, you know, if you're not finding more fours at pre-snap, you know, he's gonna tear your heart out. So having Caleb back was huge for us, and you know, it was great to see him out there doing what he does.
Well, you can't celebrate very long after a win against Cascade because coming up this Friday, you host the 1A 8th ranked Dyersville Backman. Golden Flashes, and they're a 4-1 in the district. They lost to Cascade, as I mentioned earlier. Very talented team, and they've had your number. They've won the last 10 meetings against the Sailors.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever beat them. I was at the game in 2011. My brother was a quarterback. I think it was the quarterfinals where Columbus got up 18-0. I remember that one very vividly. They should have won that one. But, yeah. You know, Coach Atwater, since took over, I think this is his fifth year there. He's turned that, you know, into what was, you know, a solid year in, year out program. It's kind of a gold standard, you know, and they've had some good coaches there in the past. But, you know, they're a community that, you know, is a tough community, a hardworking community that, you know, prides herself on getting it done. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, obviously, we went up there last year and, you know, one of the better high school football games I've ever been a part of. Obviously, didn't come out on the winning end, but, you know, lost in overtime, went for the win, went for two and didn't get it. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to it's our homecoming. So, you know, playing at TJ McLaughlin Field here on Friday night is going to be going to be a good one.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach. Last year, the Sailors losing OT 35-34. And then Dyersville Backman, looking at their stats, very balanced. They can throw and run the football.
Yeah, they got a good quarterback's back from last year, Gassman. He's a threat to run, threat to throw as well. They got I think the last name is Gallagher, Padraig Gallagher, I believe, a big target out on the perimeter. And then Wolfkin Lee's a great back. I mean, they got some big boys up front that can road grade you. They're a heavy inside zone team that, you know, they just try and get those double teams and get up to the second level. So definitely they know what we're going to do. We have a good idea of what they're going to do. And it's going to come down to you know, who blocks better, who tackles better, and who executes better.
Is this one of those games where it's kind of like urgency for either team because you're 1-1 in the district and, yeah, you know, you can't afford to get another loss in district play?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're still in the mindset that our backs are against the wall. I mean, yeah, we had a solid performance this past week, but, you know, we haven't arrived. I mean, you can't have the mindset that you've done something because – at the end of the day, you know, that's in the past, and there's no time to bask in that victory because you got a quality opponent coming to your place that, you know, they're hungry for a victory just like we are. So yeah, it's been a good week of practice thus far, and our kids are chomping at the bit, ready to get out and compete again here on Friday night.
Okay, keys coming up on Friday for Waterloo Columbus.
The keys are going to be, we need to get 11 hats to the football. We need to swarm them to stop their dynamic run game down. Need to get off blocks defensively. We need to own the line of scrimmage, you know, on the offensive side of the football, establish the run, and minimize mental errors. I think, you know, if we go out and we execute like we're capable of, you know, we like our chances.
You like this weather for practice this week?
Yeah, it's kind of that tweener weather where, you know, you're wearing sweats and the sweatshirt where you come out of, it's a little, the sun's hot. It's still a little hot under the sun, but I do like the brisk mornings and, you know, mainly because my allergies, my seasonal allergies, I'm ready for those to be out the window. But no, it's been nice. It feels like the fall is finally here.
All right. Dyersville Beckman coming to McLaughlin Field this Friday. And coach, before we let you go here, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. What's your favorite football movie and tell us why?
Man, usually I listen to Coach Remmert when I'm driving over here, and I wasn't prepared for this, but I think for me it's definitely Remember the Titans. I think that, that came out, I was in like sixth grade, and I bet I've watched it 100 times since then. I can recite most of the lines from it. Just a great message, and, Disney, you can't beat Disney. So that one, based on a true story where, obviously Hollywood kind of Hollywoods it up, but great message in that movie, a lot of good actors, and you can't beat Denzel as the head coach with what's his name?
Oh, the defensive coordinator. Well,
Coach Yost is who.
I see the face. One of those character actors.
I can't think of his acting name, but yeah, Coach Yost. It's a good vibe between the two.
My favorite is Friday Night Lights.
Okay, yep. I read the book. It's a great book. Coach Gary Gaines, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, it was not as accurate as the book. The
right.
movie
more
version.
Modern.
Yeah.
I think Under Armour gave him a bunch of money, so they you know.
But still, that's one of my favorites. That's one, if I'm flipping channels, that's on. All right, I'm going to have to watch this to the end here. All right, well, Brad, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck coming up on Friday against Dyersville Beckman as the Sailors trying to come up with a huge win at home.
Appreciate that, Mark.
All right, thank you so much. Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, nice enough to join us again here on the Coach's Huddle as again, this is what's going to happen with the Metro teams coming up on Friday. We have Cedar Falls at the Dome as the Tigers will be hosting 5A, fourth-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy. There's going to be a pattern here when I tell you what's going on with the Metro teams this week. Tigers coming into Friday's game 3-2 overall, while Kennedy a perfect 5-0. Waterloo East on the road. Waterloo East is at home for their homecoming game. They'll be hosting Mason City. East 0-5, Mason City 3-2 in the district. East is 0-1, and the Riverhawks are 1-0. Meanwhile, Waterloo West, they're playing at another ranked opponent. They travel to 5A, 6-ranked Cedar Rapids Prairie. Waterloo West 1-4, Prairie 4-1. And again, Waterloo Columbus taking on another ranked opponent as they'll face 1A 8th-ranked Dyersville Beckman. Both teams 1-1 in 1A District 4, and the Sailors 2-3 overall, and Dyersville Beckman with a record of 4-1. And that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle for this week, and thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, Steve Plummer and his all-star staff. Always appreciate the great hospitality. Thanks to the coaches. And thank you, my friend, for being a part of the Coach's Huddle. Until next Wednesday night from 6 to 7, I'm Mark Simpson. And you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Clear. Great, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan, KCNZ, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, a Koloff Media Station.